Thank you very much, Mr. Ngoma, and again, welcome to all members to our ordinary Section 194 committee meeting. The agenda would have been sent to you, and we will follow that agenda in the manner it would have been sent to you. Just before I go to any apologies, a couple of comments to make as I welcome all of you. We have made a very solid start up to this point, punctuated by a lot of lessons in each session, but also for each session, there's what also comes out is the need to improve on the next interaction. And that is paramount for our work. I think we have to keep the process momentum within a reasonable time period. And this point is important that we're never going to do the work as if this is the only thing we have in our hands to do. So as they say, we must walk towards the end point. In other words, we're going to have to move with speed without rushing. So it is that fine balance. This committee would have resolved in the last committee meeting that we need to have regular interactions of reality check by this committee. And I call it reality check where we guard ourselves, we look back and forward, and then we reset the kind of work that we must do. So today's committee is that reality check for the committee in checking whether we remain on the right track. And so for today's meeting, we will be attending to the number of requests that would have come to the committee through correspondence. We will listen to the legal opinion, especially in relation to the request for a subpoena of the president. And I'm inviting the committee because we're going to make a decision on that. We're going to have to look at the revised program, whether that revised program is in line with us moving towards an end point, moving with speed without rushing. There has to be certainty about the kind of work that we do. But we also have to conclude this meeting by taking care of our own work in the form of the minutes that would have accumulated, because they have to be adopted so that formally that's done. We're never going to have to be found wanting on such issues. With those few remarks, Mr. Ngoma, do we have any apologies?
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Chairperson, I have one apology from Mr. Mahlaule, who has indicated that he will only be able to join us at 12:30 if the committee is still in session. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma. I hope that in the manner we drive this meeting, by the time he comes, he would have been coming after our conclusion of the meeting, because we have always been precise and businesslike. So, but we welcome that apology. Thank you very much. With that, Mr. Ngoma, let's proceed. I think we're going to have to start with this list of correspondences that you can click through, and thereafter, I'm sure Fatima will come in on the legal services part after that. Over to you, Committee Secretary.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. And you are correct. You've received a number of correspondence. Chairperson, the first one being correspondence from the Office of the Chief Whip of the Economic Freedom Fighters, That correspondence has been shared with members. Chairperson, it relates to the conduct of evidence leaders. And now, Chairperson, as you know, me and you are not evidence leaders, so we have therefore transferred this letter to the evidence leaders to provide a response before the end of the week, a response which will then be provided to the EFF and be tabled to this committee as well. Thank you, Chairperson. That was the first one. I'm not sure if you'd want me to proceed.
Proceed. Members will deal with all of them together.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The next one, Chairperson, relates to a letter received from Sianeho Artemis, which represents the public protector in the inquiry, regarding the requesting the recross examination of Mr. Johan van Lochrenberg and Mr. Ivan Pillay. That letter was received on the 10th of August, which was Wednesday last week. Chairperson, safe to say that we are consulting with evidence leaders on this request, and there will be a discussion that will take place between the two legal teams. But it is also just maybe important to mention to the committee that we have already received a letter from Mr. Johan Lochrenberg indicating that he might not be available to present himself before the committee. However, he remains available to assist the committee and is therefore willing to submit responses to any written questions under oath to the committee. So we have that response from him, but we will be consulting, as I've indicated, with the other team and also with Mr. Ivan Tilly. Thank you, Chair. I'll proceed with your direction, of course, Chair.
Fine. As you proceed, I just want you to offload all correspondence you have in one. But in the meantime, I think IT can fix the YouTube thing. They said we're not audible. So in the meantime, that can be fixed. Say there's no sound. So just see our lips, which is not fair because these people who have been following the committee meeting. Can that be attended to urgently? Maybe I will do a just 2-minute break to see if that gets sorted in respect of everybody hearing us.